everyone, I'm Christine Day. It's great to be with you, and you are listening to blogtalkradio.com/forward Christine Day Online. I'm so looking forward to spending time with you on the show today. You know, I've been going through an amazing time. I'm doing really great. I've just come back from Grand Marais yesterday. I'm so filled, just filled with so much energy from being with all the galactic community and spending sacred time with my Pleiadian family. So much was revealed to me, and I'm filled with a real gratitude for all that was defined and clarified to me for my next steps. I had a truly profound experience, the energy of the sun that I really want to share with you. It was a true illumination, a true gift given to me in the moment, which always comes totally unexpected, always takes me by surprise. I don't think about these things, and then all of a sudden, I'm having these amazing experiences. And I want to really share this with you because it feels so important and essential that I share it, maybe to redefine it even for myself, but also to bring you and your awareness to the energy of the sun and the illumination the sun's providing at this time for all of us if we choose to use it. And that's the key. Are we going to choose to use it or not? But, you know, it was so black and dark up in Grand Marais, very, very stormy weather, almost like nighttime. It was so dark. And I was sitting, just looking out at the beautiful beach and the waves crashing on the shore and crashing on our rocks. And all of a sudden, the sun suddenly came out, and it came out and illuminated me. It was like, I was like, suddenly seeing myself in the window, totally illuminated by the sun, and experiencing this incredible brilliance, this incredible expression of light, of beauty. But seeing myself in my higher self form through in the window, because it was so dark outside and the sun was pouring on me, that suddenly I was like looking into a mirror. But the mirror, what I was seeing was this pure, beautiful form of light of my higher self. And this stayed for 5 minutes. I was just witnessing this essence of my being. On a physical level, it was a profoundly life-changing event. I can still feel it now as I open up to it, as I speak about it to you, and I think that's probably one of the reasons I'm sharing it. But it was so profound and powerful because I was looking at my face, and the essence and the beauty of the light, the illumination in my face, and the wholeness that was there. It's like seeing myself wholly complete. And then all of a sudden, the sun, of course, went behind these very black clouds. And then just, of course, I was looking out the window again, and I totally disappeared. And then a few minutes later, it came out one more time. And it was even more expanded, more complete, and more whole. I was able to take in another level of my wholeness, of my illumination. You know, I feel so blessed by this experience, and it's hard to put into words why it has impacted me and what it has brought me in my day-to-day living here. I think witnessing myself physically whole within my own light, I've felt my light, but I've never seen it. It had just an enormous shift in my connection to my higher self. And I know that the sun's illumination is here for each one of us, not just for me. And I want to really encourage you to actively choose to engage with the illumination of the sun. You know, we're all able to receive our blessings at this juncture. They are being bestowed back to each one of us through our heart connection. And this is our time to let go and receive that which is ours. And I feel like that illumination, that seeing myself in my wholeness physically, was the, one of my blessings being bestowed, coming back to me. You know, and Mother Mary spoke to me about these blessings being bestowed to me months ago, and how that she talked about effortless receivership. And it's, you know, she talked about us having our blessings and receiving them fully, not just taking them in, but fully engaging and in, and digesting the energy of those. And she, her role right now is in supporting us to help us fully receive and digest our blessings. And in today's transmission, which is fantastic, we're going to be realigning to aspects of your blessings, which belong to you. They don't belong to anybody else. And they're being returned to you with this time. And it's so hard for the ego mind, that human ego mind, to believe that we are deserving of these blessings. And the fact is, they're yours by divine right. Divine right. So this is part of the most powerful energies that are here on the planet right now. They're being returned to us now because of the amazing energetic shifts that have taken place. And are you willing to receive that which is yours? To let go, move into your heart, because you can only access it through the heart space. And this powerful transmission is designed for you to let go and allow the changes to become manifest in your life, to allow your blessings in, and to consciously reach out to your higher self, God light. And that's what took place for me the other day, 2 days ago now. Allowing the vastness of your soul to be actualized through you. So we need to utilize the tools that have been given to us now. We need to witness our lives, witness and hold our human element, continue to let go and forge into our hearts, opening up to the sacred multidimensional aspect of our higher self. The doorway is wide open. And within your life right now, your ego mind, in that illusion, has feelings of fear. And it's about not allowing the feelings of fear to overwhelm them, to see them for illusion. Remember that fear is the illusion. And to choose to keep letting go and trusting that which is unfolding within you. But you have to be, you have to actively engage through your heart to continue to witness yourself and trust the unfolding of the light within your heart and trust in the unfolding of your life. It's not about trying to understand. That is the ego mind. Don't try and understand what's taking place. The ego mind cannot understand the multidimensional aspect of yourself. And you, it's about really getting that. And remember, we collectively will walk forward on this path. You're not separate, not alone. But we are as a collective entity within the God consciousness state. And all of this is so important and so exciting, and we are all so blessed. And if we open up, not even the ego mind seeks the proof. It has to know, it has to understand, and it's just not going to happen. So it's about breathing and letting go and holding your heart. So let's take a breath right now, a conscious breath. It's that breath in and out the mouth saying, yes, I'm willing to let go. Yes, I'm willing to align to my light, to align to my blessings. Your blessings are your light. There's no separation. So let's place your hand on your heart and use the conscious breath and just let go. Shata ine'a. That's it. Just breathing and letting go. And breathing and letting go. Shata ine'a. That's it. Just taking a breath and letting go. That's it. Another conscious breath, feeling your hands on your chest. Bring your awareness into that space and just breathe and let go. That's it. Claiming your heart in this moment of time. And then use the conscious breath and bring it right into your heart space. Shata ine'a. She om. Eshe'o. That's great. Taking another breath and letting go. That's it. That's it. Just feeling the vastness of your heart and getting ready to align to your heart in readiness for the transmission that we'll be moving to in a little while. But let's talk about what's coming up. And we have our new broadcast up on our website. That's transmitted directly from the Galactic Receiving Station up in Grand Marais. It's a fantastic energy. It supports you right now. And the more you utilize it, the more you expand. And this is all about you. Remember the Pleiadian saying, you are who you've been waiting for. And we've been given so many tools to realign to that higher functioning self. Just take one more breath and let go. That's it. So check out the broadcast. We also have the Pleiadian seminar, which is like opening up to your new path. Realigning to your Merkaba body. This is November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, very close now, in Bloomington, Minnesota, right near the Minneapolis airport. This is just not to be missed. Come and forge a new path, a new pathway of light. And the Pleiadians bring this absolutely amazing series of profound initiations for you to reconnect to your Merkaba body. Now understand, your Merkaba body is part of a natural aspect of you, but it hasn't been connected to you in this lifetime. And we are now ready for this reconnection to the Merkaba body. And the Pleiadians say that the Merkaba body is a rotating light that physically connects to the human body, and it isn't at this moment totally connected, but it carries the human body and aligns the spirit, allows you to expand through the multidimensional plane. Your Merkaba body is made up of a pure crystalline liquid light, and as it is going to reconnect to you within the seminar, it's going to naturally re-anchor through the sacrum, your spinal fluid, the brain stem, the pineal, and your multidimensional heart. So it relinks within the physical framework of your body, within those centers. Okay? Your Merkaba body is a natural aspect of your multidimensional higher self. Now, as you work and go through this, as you're prepared to realign to your Merkaba body within the seminar, areas of your brain will be activated that haven't been utilized in this lifetime. You'll be reopening the brain synapses and they'll be expanded. And the brain synapses are part of your nervous system. So your whole nervous system will enter an electrical redesign. And all the cells within your body will be switched on from a different multidimensional perspective as you're led and birthed into this expanded, reconnection to your own multidimensional nature. You'll open into another aspect of your sacred sixth sense, unveiling aspects of your higher self, aligning to this new perspective of truth, for you to live that truth into your day-to-day lives. These processes are unbelievably, amazingly powerful, and they allow you to move and align to a deep remembering process. And each one of you will have your own journey within this three-day seminar. And I work with everyone individually. I'm so excited about this process. And it doesn't matter where you are on your spiritual path or how you see yourself on your spiritual path, because your ego mind has no idea about the energy of your sacred nature, your wisdom, your innate wisdom. And you wouldn't be here on this earth plane right now if you weren't well and truly evolved on the spiritual path on an energetic level within your higher nature. So anyway, I just would love to see you there. It's a Saturday, Sunday, up and Monday up to 1 o'clock. And we are going to have an amazing time. It's also available on an audio class, but that's pre-approved. The cost isn't any cheaper because the energetic vibrational energy of the program is exactly the same. The full audios will come to you. You'll get all the material and you'll have me working with you energetically. I'll have your name and I'll be working with you energetically as you move through the audio class of the full seminar. And you can email me if you have any issues. So you can also sign up for the audio class if you're approved. So let's take a breath and let go. Eshata ine'a. Eshe om, eshe om, eshe om. That's it. Take a breath. Eshata I. Ha, ha. That's it. Just opening your awareness and bringing both of your palms of your hands resting on your heart space. Let your awareness come in and take another conscious breath and just let go right into your heart self. That's it. Just claiming this moment and breathing and letting go. Conscious breath right into your heart self. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om. Eshe o. Eshe o. I'm going to bring forth the message from the Pleiadians. I just want you to hold your heart and breathe. As I bring this message through, Ashata Ine'a. Beloved ones, we greet you. We are here to assist you in your metamorphic process. No time like this has ever existed on your earth, and you are being supported by all the realms within this resonant universe to rebirth yourself, to realign and reconnect to that which is sacred within you, that which is you. Do not let any one thing stand in your way especially the ego mind, that cannot register the higher aspects of your divine self. The doorway to the higher realm stands wide open. This is your time to rediscover yourself on a multidimensional level within the vast aspects of your heart. This is the time to utilize the new light flows which are existing within your planet, to align to the slipstreams of light and utilize this flow to support you in your transition now. Take a conscious breath and let go, choosing differently. As you choose your heart, that moment to breathe into your heart, you choose differently. Take moments to choose your heart connection through to the multidimensional realms of your higher self. We witness you. We witness you in love. Blessings. The Pleiadians. Akoshata I, she om de ine a, she om, she o. So let's take one more breath and let go as we get ready to open into the transmission. We're going to be working with the essence of Mother Mary, and she is going to support you in aligning and effortlessly receiving the essence of your blessings. Within this transmission, you'll move into a realignment to the path which holds your unique blessings, the blessings that are being bestowed back to you at this time. Just breathe and let go, and allow yourself to journey, not trying to work it out, but know that I am with you. The Pleiadians are with you. Mother Mary's essence is here to support you so that you can really let go and just allow the vastness of your experience. What I want you to do is take a place. When I say take a place, you're being asked to open your awareness within your heart, and as you do, you claim a further aspect, an intricate aspect of your own space of light, your own higher self light within your heart. Bring both, or rest both your palms on your heart. And bring your awareness now, and I'm going to bring my energy right into your heart space with you. Now let your awareness just move and open through where your hands are holding. And take one conscious breath and just let go effortlessly through the space. So shata ine'a. That's it. Let your awareness just gently flow through the space, however you're experiencing it, whether you see, sense, or feel it. But let your awareness open, like a flower would open to the sun. You open to the essence, and I'm bringing my awareness and my breath and my sound right into the space of your heart. Take a conscious breath and go right into the space. Whether you see, sense, or feel it, just claim your heart. Just open your awareness, take a breath, and you're claiming the vastness of your heart on another level. That's it. Now let your awareness open a little more and take one more conscious breath and just let go. Peace. Now take one more breath and let go right through the space. Ashapa'i. That's it. Claiming your heart consciously. Opening your awareness. Let your awareness open a little further. Take one more breath and let go right through the space. Ashapa'ine'a. Ha! Ashe'o, Ashe'o. That's it. Now you're going to bring in the essence, the sound of Mother Mary. Santa es an. That is the sound of Mother Mary. It calls forward her essence for her to bring her energy through your heart space. Now just listen to the sound. Santa es an. Listen again. Santa es an. And once more. Santa sound three times through your heart cells, which is going to call in the essence of Mother Mary within your heart space. Three times now. Santa es an, with an N. Santa es an. Once more, Santa es an. And once more, Santa es an. Santa. Now let your awareness expand through the opening of the space. It's your sound has revealed within your heart. It's like your heart has opened with the unique frequency of your sound. Let your awareness see, sense, or feel move through the space of the opening. And take one more breath and just let go. Your sound has brought in the alignment, the essence of Mother Mary. Coming into your heart, whether you can see, sense, or feel it. It may be subtle, it may be strong, but she's with you. She's with you as you're about to open a pathway into your blessings, realigning to your blessings that have been bestowed to you. Now gently you're going to lift your hands away from your heart, very slowly, lifting them off. And as you do, as you open them up and your palms face each other, and you bring your awareness through the space where the palms are facing each other, it's like a doorway. Let your awareness enter the doorway. It's like opening up a pathway of light. That's it. Let your awareness open into that pathway of light. It's from your heart opening up through to aspects of your blessings. And let your awareness open right through that path. That's it. Open your awareness whether you see, sense, or feel the essence of that pathway. And take a conscious breath and let go. And as you let go, you align deeper within the illuminated path. That's it. Let your awareness open a little further and breathe and let go through the space. That's it. Witness, see, sense, or feel the doorway of life beginning to open up. Now bring the sound, son, ta, es, an, right through the pathway. Just once. Son, ta, es, an. Now open your awareness and feel yourself being drawn within the space. Received by the essence of the light of the doorway. I said, let your awareness open out. Take a conscious breath and let go, which aligns you deeper. That's it. Now you're going to bring your sound once more through the space where you find yourself. Son ta es an, just once more. Son ta. That's it. Let your awareness come in again. Within the essence of the light, you begin to align to the energy of your blessing. That's it. Let your awareness open out like a flower would open to the sun. You open your awareness out into the light and breathe and let go through the space of the light. Whether you see, sense, or feel it, just take a conscious breath and let go, which aligns you deeper within the space. That's it. Let your awareness expand through the essence of the light, the essence of the alignment, the realignment to your blessing. Take a breath, let go, ashata ine'a. Now bring the sound, the Mother Mary sound, Santa Es An, right into the essence of the blessing. It helps you to align to the essence of that blessing. Son ta es an. Son ta es an. That's it. Let your awareness open a little further and breathe and let go through the space. Ashata ine'a. Ashe'o. That's it. That's it. Open your awareness through the space of the light. And feel as you bring your sound in once more how the light becomes more brilliant. That you're aligning to a deeper element of your blessing. With Son Ta Es An. Son Ta. That's it, letting your awareness open and take another breath and let go right into the space. Breathe and let go. That's it. That's it, letting your awareness open within the experience of being within this brilliant light. That's it, let your awareness open right into the essence of the experience. And breathe and let go. That's it. Now bring your sound in once more. Son ta es an. Right into the essence of the brilliance. Son ta es an. It. Open your awareness open a little further. Breathe and let go. And gently, slowly bring your hands into your heart and feel how the brilliance is flowing deeply within your heart self. That pathway is linked. Or going to be linked right into your heart self. Gently, slowly bringing your hands back to rest on the full chest area of your heart space. feeling the essence of the brilliance of that alignment to the pathway to your blessing, anchoring fully through your heart self. And to keep your awareness where your hands are connected to your heart, and breathe and let go right into your heart space. Take another breath and let go right into your heart space, breathing and letting go. That's it. Aligning this pathway to your blessings, a multidimensional pathway through the cells of your heart. Take one more conscious breath and let go right into the space of your heart. Breathe and let go. Shut the inner eye. Eshe Om, Eshe Om, Eshe Om. That's it, breathing and letting go. And each time you complete this whole process, you reposition yourself to your pathway of your multidimensional heart on another level. This is your time to shine forth that light from your blessings into the inner chamber of your heart. You're going to breathe and let go. And you can know and you can access this process we've just done again through the archives on www.blogtalkradio.com/ChristineDayOnline. And I want to remind you to work with the illumination of the rays of the light of the sun in conjunction with this process. This is our time now to step forward into the vastness of our multidimensional heart, to start actively engaging and expanding our connections to the higher realms. Know that I hold each one of you close as you birth yourself. And I look forward to being with you again on the next show. But I wish to honor you and all that you are in this moment. So be it.